High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What I do know for sure is that this time of the year is always a dangerous time where we see a lot more people on the roads, a lot more, unfortunately, violent crime as people head in to the festive season, a lot more alcohol involved, which means that we need to make sure that we have the right amount of blood in preparation for this time of year. Dr. Muzi Ngopo is a lead consultant at medical affairs at South Africa National Blood Service. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you and your listeners.
It must be quite a stressful time of year for you as you head, as we all head into this period and you start to look at stock levels, making sure that you are prepared for all of us ahead of this period.
Yeah, it does. In as much as the festive season is a season of love and a season of fun, but for us, the South African National Blood Service, it can also be stressful to us in that at this time of the year, there tends to be a lot of casualties in terms of vehicle accidents. Mm. And in such instances, for instance, then the injured patient would need blood, and that put demand pressure on our staff.
Is there a certain level that you know that you've got to get to, that you look at data from year on year and say, right, this is the amount that we need in order to get through this period comfortably?
We normally gauge our sufficiency in terms of days cover. At any given day, we would want to be at a days cover of between 5 and 7. But over the past week or so, or 2 weeks, we have been struggling in such that most of the time we'll be at the levels of 3 days and the 10
wow.
below.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's quite dangerous to go into this period with those low levels.
Exactly. That's why we urge our fellow South Africans to lift up their sleeves, go to the nearest clinic and donate blood and help their fellow South Africans.
Right. So the interesting thing is, and I wanted to try and figure this out with you, is during a time where there is a low amount of transmission in terms of COVID, we know that you're able to have different drives, whether it's at schools and offices, and those must help. What is the story now?
As you would know, COVID-19 has affected us negatively. For instance, we are not able to go to the schools and the universities. As you would know, a lot of classes at university are being held online. So those traditional places, university schools that we go to, we are limited in terms of that. That's talking to the effects of COVID. And as you would know as well, some other people are working from home. So even if we go to the firm, we won't find anyone to get blood from. So COVID has had a negative impact on us. With that as it means, we have been able to struggle along, and we are still able to supply our South African patients with blood. But COVID has definitely affected us.
So in other words, what you're asking people at the moment, because those types of situations are much more difficult, is to find out where the nearest area is for you to go, the nearest center for you to go, and just go and assist as much as possible.
Yeah, we ask all South Africans to go to their nearest clinic to donate blood and save their fellow South Africans. The number that they can call is 0800-119-031, and then they will be able to, they will be told as what the nearest place that they can donate at.
Right.
Again, I'll ask South Africans to lift up their place, donate blood, and 1 unit of blood that you donate will save at least 3 patients. And there's no greater gift this festive season than giving someone the chance to life.
Absolutely right. It's an incredibly, incredibly important thing to do. Please, if you can, if you are able to get out there, go and donate blood ahead of this season in particular. We urge you to go and do it. You will literally be saving somebody's life. Dr. Muzi Ngopo, lead consultant at medical affairs at the South African National Blood Services, speaking to us and pleading that South Africans assist. Right now, we are down to 3 days of supply. They need at least a week at any given time.